ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. At the G7 in Hiroshima, Japan, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appeared to acknowledge that Russia had taken control of the city of Bakhmut after months of intense fighting.
But you have to understand that there is nothing. They destroyed everything. There are no buildings. It's a pity, it's tragedy, but for today, Bakhmut is only in our hearts.
Zelensky speaking at the start of his meeting with President Biden. Earlier, Zelensky had said he was very happy with the president's decision to allow Ukrainian pilots to train on American-made F-16 fighters. President will speak to the media following the G7 summit. He's also going to talk with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy as the U.S. continues to move towards a default. Republicans are demanding spending cuts in exchange for raising the debt limit, and those negotiations have stalled. And the death toll after a stampede at a professional soccer game in El Salvador has now increased to 12 people. This is ABC News. The Air National Guard's been accused of leaking hundreds of classified government documents online is behind bars. Jack Teixeira was denied bail on Friday, but ABC's Erica Tursky says even before he was arrested, he faced trouble at work because of an apparent fascination with classified information.
In three separate letters, superiors at Otis Air National Guard Base on Cape Cod had warned him about deep diving into classified information unrelated to his job. The Air Force is now conducting its own investigation into why Teixeira kept his security clearance.
Prosecutors are now going to work to secure an indictment, and that should include a more thorough explanation of Teixeira's alleged leaks and how damaging they were to national security.
A judge in Georgia denied bond for 40-year-old Karima Jawani, who made her first court appearance. She is charged with several crimes stemming from when she allegedly dumped her newborn baby in the woods in 2019. That baby is now said to be in good health. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe.
and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
ABC News.